Happy New Year. 2022. I have to admit, I was very angry when I woke up yesterday. And only one thought was on my mind. I want to know where my floating car is. Okay? Because growing up in the 70s, mostly, and into the 80s, and then the 90s, and the 10s, and now the 20s are, we're in the 20s, and oh my gosh, I mean, many of the movies that I watched in the 70s, 80s, 90s, a lot of these apocalyptic movies, some of, like, what's the one they go back in, Back to the Future, right? Back to the Future, they go back to 1955. The second movie, they go into the future to 2015. That's 7 years ago now. What's up with that? And so, we start this new year. And it's an interesting idea to look at. Because in the beginning, in Genesis, God starts. Now, new years are great. But when in Genesis 1:1, God doesn't start the whole a new year. He starts a whole breathing existence breathing life into existence. And so in Genesis, God creates everything new from nothing. And in Israel, God creates a new nation out of what already existed. Now think about that. When the Israelites came together, he brought the Israelites from existing people. He calls Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and the tribes we went through, the life of Joseph. And from people that were here after the flood, he creates this new nation, a nation of people to follow him. In Christ, God creates a new covenant with his people. Replacing the old covenant he established with his people, Israel, at Mount Sinai. So, in Christ, we go from the old covenant to the new covenant. The covenant we'll celebrate even this morning in our communion service, where God reconciles the world to himself in Christ. So you have this pattern all the way from Genesis through the Old Testament into the New Testament and even up to 2022, that God's intention is to bring newness among us. And this text that was read this morning out of Revelation chapter 21 is a foretaste of what to expect in the not-so-distant future. And in it, in verse 5, he says, "He who is seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" He says to us that he is making everything new. Now, you might suspect that he is talking about some cataclysmic thing that's going to happen later on, and that you would not be completely false in that. But I am here to remind us that God is in the business of making things new daily. Every day when we awake, we have a new day in which to worship God. We have new opportunities to advance his kingdom. God is in the business of taking what already exists and breathing his life back into us. It's that, the very breath of God, the Spirit of God, that animates us. And at conversion, which is faith, surrender, baptism, obedience, a person becomes a new creation. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, starting in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us this ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us this message of reconciliation. Therefore, as Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Today, January 2nd, 2022, this is the day of your becoming and my becoming. New Year's. What are typically made on New Year's Day? Resolutions. And Jim, I want to just thank you so much for your welcoming us today. And I really thank you for your suggestions that you made this morning. Resolutions are great. And I especially like spiritual resolutions. But I have to admit, those are harder to talk about and even harder to commit to, it seems. But practical suggestions, especially in the kingdom of God, are suggestions that we get into the text of Scripture. You have to lift this up. Merry Christmas to those online, and Patrick and April. See, Patrick, I'm using the goatskin. This is a gift from Brother Patrick. Nice goatskin Bible. To be committed to the Word. Not just committed to the Word. Committed to not only reading the Word, but letting the Word wash over you in order to change you, to change me. And one goal would be then, by the end of this year, for other people to notice in you that you are living, you have now become a living bearer of this word. That what this text says and what it means and what it offers is seen in you. Whoa. What would that look like? So I looked, there's many, many things. There's a lot of funny resolutions that people make too. But a few practical suggestions, right? Host a Sunday supper for your friends at least once a month. Now think about that. Do you think now, especially after the last 2 years of you know what on earth, separation and things, wouldn't it be nice to at least one Sunday a month you're committed to inviting people over and having a supper together? Wouldn't that be great? Think about that. Here's one. Attempt to purchase little to nothing every month. Try to purchase, your goal is to purchase nothing in a month. Try to get to the end of a month and not spend money on useless plastic items that are in your cupboards. How about this? Try to eliminate at least one thing from your house every day throughout the year. I'm gonna try to double down on that, because even though Cindy and I live in an apartment downtown, you'd be surprised on how much stuff you collect. And just FYI, if you donate clothing to the church here or to the Salvation Army or something like that, all those items count as an item. So you can do like 50 to 100 right there. That gets you through the first 3 months at least. I got this one practical. Fast from social media. How about just avoid it entirely? How about this? This is a funny one. Do so much yoga. This is mostly for the women. Do so much yoga that it actually justifies wearing yoga pants. I thought that's a funny one. How about this one? Spend more time with real people, not cyber people. Spend more time with real people. Here's one that speaks to me also. How about this? Listen more, speak less. Here's a good one, along the lines of what Jim was challenging us. Read one spiritual book per month throughout this year. And I know a guy, he's me. If you want to do something like this, I'll feed you books monthly. It'll never stop for the rest of your life. And I would suggest you start with some good ones like Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress or C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, anything such as that. Not only do they inform you and they really build your heart and your head, but they're great on being able to represent Christ, the world that desperately needs them. So how about this? Come here to Southside and serve in some tangible matter where we as a body of Christ make a difference in the lives. A good one. But and lastly, maybe to wrap up some practical suggestions is create a balance in your life between your spiritual growth, your intellectual growth, physical growth, emotional growth, social and financial concerns. Create a good balance. And I that's one of the things I like doing with college students and others is working out in discipleship to sit down and actually look at building a plan where you can actually look at what's going to be done. We're all going to enjoy the next 12 months together, this whole year, right? And in order to actually have some tangible outcome at the end of the year, if you don't have a plan, you'll surely arrive at nothingness at the end. But to actually sit down and put together some spiritual goals that you want to achieve, intellectual goals, physical goals, emotional goals, social and financial goals, to keep us in the kingdom, advancing God's kingdom. So those are just some practical, but many, many New Year's resolutions, if not most, fail. Why? Why do you think they fail? Because they're dependent on you doing it in your own strength. So right now, a lot of people that I know who have gym memberships, who are faithful, going to the gym and working out, they don't go to their gym in the month of January, at least the first 2 weeks of January. You know why? It's crowded. Because there's a whole bunch of people who have got on the scale at the end of last year, and I don't like what I've become. This being, this becoming. And I want to be a better person, this whole being thing. Okay? And it finally dawns on them, oh, well, maybe it's me. Maybe I need to change. So they sign up for the gym membership. And they go for about the first 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, they're not there, not so much the third week. And then by the end of the fourth week and into February, the gym is back to those who are faithful users of the gym. Because many of the resolutions we make fail because we try to do it in our own strength. And until something significant changes, nothing's going to happen. Think back to the time when you committed yourself to Christ. It wasn't you that saved yourself, was it? You didn't wake up one day and go, oh, Ken, you know, did you know that there you're your own God? And then, oh, everything's better now since you recognize that? Well, no. It's because you die. The whole mystery of Christ is we die to self in order that Christ may live in us, right? And as long as that is true, if that's true, everybody's shaking their head. Oh, yeah, I believe that. But the question then is Christ really living in you, and is he oozing out of you, or do they see way too much of yourself? And I ask myself that all the time. Because spiritual resolutions for a new year might look different. This whole idea of being, Jesus became what we could not be, so that in him we might become. So before we do something, folks, before we accomplish anything, it starts with who we are, our being. Being comes before doing. Become the person God desires so you can do what he calls you then to do. Okay? So let me just give you a practical one, but it's very spiritual. How about this? How about in 2022, do this one thing. Keep the Sabbath holy. Can we do that? Can everybody shake their head going, okay, we'll do that. Okay. All right. That means if I'm going to keep the Sabbath holy, then I'm not going to do certain things on Sundays. And you might ask, well, but Brother Jeff, what else is there to do at 7:20 tonight? Right, Leah? What's going on at 7:20 tonight? Ah, the Packers play. I do like the Packers. At least now, because they haven't lost yet. But see, you shake your head going, oh, yes, Jeff, we can keep the Sabbath holy. But it's Packers play tonight. See how it is, how that's set up. It's like, what is Jeff saying? Does he really mean this? Now, I'm not. That's something that you have to deal with. How do we keep the Sabbath holy? What does that mean, Jeff? What does that mean? How about this? In 2022, starting off as a New Year's resolution, give your failures, your weaknesses, and your sins to God. Let it go. Do not bring your baggage from last year to this year. Do not. God is creating newness in you and in me and here at Southside. The old has gone. Sayonara. The new has come. Don't bring your regrets. Leave those behind. All the undone things. I'll give you an example. And I've waited for 10 years for this, by the way. And my son, if you're not watching this morning, I'm going to make you watch it. My son has Jeff Jr. Most of you know him. He's still in school. And he gave me the present this year. First time. He gave me the present I've always wanted for 10 years. My son got a 4.0. He took 5 or 6 classes at UWM. He's upperclassman, a lot of hard classes, internship, and aced them all. And you know, a lot of times you want, like for me, you want your son to score touchdowns and be 4-time state wrestling champ and do all these kinds of sports things. Well, you know Jeff, he's 4 foot tall and 100 pounds and didn't do any of that. But when he gave me those grades, I'm beside myself. It's an incredible thing because he's getting it. You know that feeling you get when your children like doo-doo-doo. And My son is starting a new year with a whole different perspective. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel. And it, instead of having school and internships and work be a chore, he now sees it as, he sees the benefit. He sees the reward of a job well done and good focus. And I'm looking, I anticipate my son having his best year ever. Think about that now. I'm very happy for my son. Very pleased. Now, I mentioned the word fasting from social media. Many times, I've liked to start the year in a spiritual fast, a biblical fast. And I've been coaching people on fasting and teaching people on fasting for years and the benefit of it. And it's, what happens when you fast? Do you know what happens when you fast? Well, you don't eat anything. And you turn your attention to other things. You're more focused on the word. You're more focused on people. God takes your aggression away, makes you more pliable. And humility is brought in. But a note on fasting, because I think fasting is something that we're commanded to do. It's not a suggestion. Jesus says, and when you fast, he didn't say if you fast, he says, and when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites who, you know, sour their faces to show everybody. He says, don't let anybody know that. And keep your heart tender towards God. And while we're removing ourselves, like the practical things I mentioned before about decluttering our material world, this is a way of decluttering our own selves, making a better room for God to move in us so we can have a better movement in his kingdom. But a note on fasting. When we fast, seeking guidance from the Lord while fasting provides insider information. Soren Kierkegaard, one of my favorite authors, he says that when people pray, the most important thing that some people think, pagans think, that when they pray, they need to pray in such a way and use certain words so that God may hear them. You know, if you don't pray in a certain way, God doesn't hear you, right? So they can get from God what they're asking of God. He says, but the spiritual-minded person, when they pray in such a way, and they continue to pray until they, the prayer, starts to hear from God, and God starts to change us. I love that. So seeking guidance from the Lord provides insider information. When we are humbling ourselves to God, we are then being able to hear that still small voice of God. And in 2022, with all the media, with all of the things that are going on, and life seems to be going like this, let it go. Find a peace in this. It provides insider information and spiritual fortitude inside of you to actually experience success in your endeavor. A lot of New Year's resolutions fail because you're depending. It depends on your own strength. But by having to start the year in the paradoxical idea of weakening thyself in order to become spiritually strong allows us the success in the endeavors, because it is not Jesus himself endured the most, and yet he never did it in a physical way. He did it in an eternally inside spiritual strength. God, that's my prayer. That's my prayer. How? Because you desire to be in shape, physically, for example, but God desires us to be obedient and faithful, primarily before being superficial. Fasting in this way also takes away, like I mentioned, this aggression, especially negative aggression. And sometimes when Wayne, when he prays and he talks about how aggression sometimes gets the best of him, I'm sitting here going, doing the same thing. Yeah, that's got to go. That's got to go. And yet we make strives in our own strength to make this go away, and it just does not happen. So back to Jim's suggestion, read your Bible every day. Better yet, become obedient to what it says. James, in the first chapter of James, James says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says, it's like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in all they do. So what is our responsibility? Be faithful and obedient. Be faithful and obedient. Be faithful and obedient. And in that, we become the righteousness of God. That external model to our family, to our friends, to our co-workers, to those members here at Southside. We become that very thing. Folks, let's not allow 2022 to be the same as last year or the year before or the year before that. This year, this is going to be the best year of your life. I pray it's the best year of my life. And it's us continuing to make our peace with God. As Christ lowered himself at the great hymn in Philippians chapter 2, he lowers himself to take upon the image of man in order that he might become what Adam could not become in Christ. Christ takes away the sin and he offers up this newness of life. Can we live this year as an enigma in the world? Different? Yes. The call away from self, the call to Christ, the call to the church, the body of Christ, and the call to true life. Behold, I am making all things new. Are you ready? Are you ready to have God use you in a powerful way this year? I am. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for the ability to start this year, not only in your word, but in your presence. And not only alone, but with our brothers and sisters here, I thank you. That every day, no matter where we are, you are with us. And your faithfulness reaches all the way down from heaven to us. God, we apologize for the way that we forget that sometimes. We forget about you and we forget to trust in you. God, we do commit to you that we will live and move and have our being in you this year. And as this year starts, it's a new year, it's a fresh year. I pray that we can leave our shame and our guilt and our sin behind. Please forgive us of our failures. And I thank you, Jesus, for taking that to the cross. Thank you for making us new, and cleaning our robes and making us white as the snow outside. But then the rest of the day we have to go through now, and the rest of this week and the rest of the year. I pray that, Lord, that every day would be like this, where we start and we pray and we ask you to go before us in all things. Do in us what we cannot do by ourselves. And help us live and help us have the absolute best year of our life as we become what you want us to become, that we do the things that you are calling us to do. And here at Southside, that we would be the very body of Christ that this world, this chaotic world we're in, can see your peace and your grace and your mercy here in this place. And they want to be part of that. Help us shine brightly. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.